Well, Johnny, was that a bonus point lost?
Well, I suppose when you're going at half time in the way we started the game, I suppose you could look at it that way. When you're camped on your own line with 30 seconds on the clock, you kind of look at it a little bit differently. So, yeah, there's kind of mixed emotions. Some fantastic rugby to put ourselves in a great position, and then we kind of, you know, stepped off the pedal a little bit and allowed them to get a bit of momentum into the game. And I thought second half they came out a different beast, to be honest. You're a little bit more physical and with a real, I suppose, nothing to lose mindset. And yeah, it was frustrating that we allowed them just to creep back into the game. But I think, look, you know, it shows a great deal of mental resolve on this side that we had a number of nail biters here last year and a number of nail biters that we lost here last year. And I think we'll take the win tonight, and it showed a great deal of our, I suppose, mental strength and that grit and determination that Johan's gradually trying to build in this squad, and it's not going to happen just overnight.
There are some moments of spectacular brilliance in that game. You just capture those and be more consistent about the game, your job would be done, wouldn't it?
Okay. Well, it would be easy that way, wouldn't it? I mean, I suppose those moments, I mean, Jason Woodward, some magical footwork and lovely breaks, and obviously Henry Trinder's wonderful break up the middle of the park to set up, I think it was Billy 12 Tree style. Magical. But I mean, you can't expect that to happen all the time. That's not going to happen for 80 minutes. It'd be nice if it would. It wouldn't be. I wouldn't be needing a defibrillator on the side of the pitch if that was the case. But yeah, look, there is a lot of positives. I suppose everyone will just go, you know, why do we let things creep back in? We've got to make sure that we prepare well this weekend. Recover well this weekend, and then get prepped up, because we've got a big game ahead of us now. It's relentless, this league, and we've got a big trip up to Manchester next week.
And you did a great job when O'Callaghan was in the bin, scoring, 17 points? That could have gone better, could it?
Well, that was the plan. No, delighted. And look, and as you say, we took some of those opportunities very well. We're delighted with that. So some good performances out there by certain individuals, and we're still building. This group is coming together. There's a number of new faces at King's Home this year, and it's about us building as a squad and growing as a squad. You know, we know that we're under no illusions. We know we need to be better. That's, you know, let's not kid ourselves, but baby steps. We've got to move in the right direction, and we were desperate for that win tonight.
Two other issues I'd like to talk to you about is one, the use of the bench, because clearly there's a real positive in using your bench. I guess the guys train together all the week and they know the cause and everything else, but it takes time to get into a game. And did that have an impact, because they scored their two tries when you were, you know, you introducing quite a lot of that bench?
Well, I suppose, look, you can look at it like that. You bring your bench on to make an impact, you know, they prep to do that. It's not, you know, you don't, you know, obviously some of the bench are forced on through injury, but fundamentally you want them to use Eddie Jones' parlance to finish the game and finish strongly, because it's a physical game now and it drains the guys. So those guys that we bring on, we trust them to do a good job. And obviously it just happened that they did. They got a couple of scores when they were on. But, you know, it's a squad game. Those guys that come off the bench are hugely important to us. It means that those guys that are selected to start can put in a massive shift and know that we have good strength coming on to finish the game.
And no issues about the call regarding Ed Slater from you?
I think Mr. Barnes went by the letter of the law there. I think it was declared as a permanent replacement, and so Ed had to come off again. So I think that's another important point, that down to 14 men, and as I say, camped on our own line, we make life difficult for ourselves, but we dug in there, and particularly from a defensive perspective, I was delighted to see them shut it out.
And plenty of positives to take forward next week, with a bit of work to do in preparation for Sale.
Absolutely. Look, we've got to make sure that we look after the ball well. We talk about getting into position nice and early and creating opportunities for our decision makers to then make the appropriate decision, whether that's to kick or to run. And we obviously have that mindset that we are ambitious with the ball. And to do that, we've got to treat it preciously. I think we're seeing some growth in our game. It's not going to happen for you all the time. It's about us knowing at those moments when either teams defend well or we don't execute particularly well, that we can consolidate and go again and build. So yeah, lots of positives. We've got a massive game up in Manchester next week against a pretty handy Sale side who look pretty tasty, particularly at home. So they'll be looking to get one over on us because we went up there last year and took the game. So it's about us taking steps forward every week.
And finally, sorry, how's Tom Savage?
Sav's okay. Yeah, he's fine. He's obviously he's going to go through the protocols that are necessary. But he was talking to me after the game, and he seemed fine. So he's a bit frustrated that it happened because he's a hard man, and he doesn't like to go down. So yeah, hopefully he'll go through all the protocols, and we will look after Bower Medical.
That's good news to end on. Thanks, Johnny.